Welcome to another deep dive. And this deep dive is brought to you by SafeServer. They're experts in hosting and digital transformation. So if you're thinking about using the software we're talking about today, or just need help navigating the digital world, check them out at www.safeserver.dday. But for now, let's dive into something you might not know much about. Dolly Bar. We've got some info from their website and their GitHub. And trust me, this is way more interesting than it sounds. I mean, you're probably thinking, okay, what is this Dolly Bar thing? What can it do? And why should I even care?
It's always exciting to see open source software making waves in the business world.
So true. Okay, let's break this down. What exactly is Dolly Bar? I'm picturing like a cute little dinosaur, but I have a feeling it's something else entirely.
You're not far off with the doing a lot part. Dolly Bar is a free software suite that handles a ton of different business tasks, things like customer relationships, sales, finances, even HR and project management. And here's the kicker. It's open source, meaning it's free to use, modify, and distribute. You can tailor it to fit your needs, whether you're a one-person show or a larger company.
So not a cute dinosaur.
Okay.
But free software, that's always good. But what makes Dolly Bar stand out? I mean, there are a ton of business software options out there.
One of the things that really sets Dolly Bar apart is its modularity. You can enable just the features you need and leave the rest. It's like building your own custom software suite, only without the hefty price tag. Plus, they have this no more double entries philosophy, which is music to anyone's ears who's ever had to copy and paste data between different programs.
No more double entries. Tell me more. How does that actually work?
Say you add a new customer to the system. Their information automatically flows to sales quotes, invoices, even shipping. No more retyping. No more errors from manual entry. It just works.
Okay, I see how that could save a ton of time and headaches. But I have to admit, open source sometimes makes me think of like clunky interfaces and a steep learning curve.
Yeah.
Is that the case with Dolly Bar?
Actually, Dolly Bar is known for being surprisingly user-friendly. Plus, it's been translated into most major languages, which is huge because it means they're not just targeting one specific market. Businesses around the world can use it, which is something you don't always see with free software.
That makes sense. If you're going to have a global community of users, you need to speak their language. Literally.
Yeah.
And speaking of community, what's the Dolly Bar community like? Are we talking about like a bunch of tech wizards in a basement somewhere?
Not quite. The Dolly Bar community is incredibly active and diverse. It's made up of developers, users, and enthusiasts from all over the world who contribute to the software's development. This means you have a huge pool of people to turn to for help, support, and even new features. It's a far cry from the you're-on-your-own vibe you can get with some proprietary software.
So it's like having a built-in tech support team. Only they're volunteers who are passionate about the software. That's pretty cool. But let's talk about the nitty-gritty. What kind of features are we talking about here?
Dolly Bar covers a lot of ground. You've got your core CRM functions for managing contacts and interactions. Then there's sales with tools for creating quotes and managing orders. On the finance side, you can handle invoicing, payments, and even do your accounting right within the platform. They even have modules for managing products, inventory, and even a point of sale system if you have a physical store.
Wow, that's a lot. I'm already feeling overwhelmed. Is there anything this thing can't do?
Well, they do have a section in their GitHub readme called What Dolly Bar Can't Do Yet. And the top of the list is Dolly Bar Can't Do Coffee Yet.
Okay, so maybe not a complete replacement for my barista just yet. But seriously, out of all those features, what are some that really stand out to you as particularly useful or unique?
Aside from the integrated approach that eliminates double entries, I think the support for country-specific features is a big one. They have modules for things like European tax directives and even Canadian double taxes. It shows they're really thinking globally and trying to make the software work for businesses everywhere.
That's a really good point. It's one thing to translate the software, but it's another to make sure it complies with the specific laws and regulations of different countries. That's pretty impressive.
Right. And they even have a feature for managing memberships, which could be huge for nonprofits or clubs.
Now that you mention it, I did see something about memberships on the website. So if I were, say, running a local photography club, I could use Dolly Bar to track members, collect dues, and maybe even manage events.
Exactly. You could use it to communicate with members, track their participation, and even manage any products or services you offer. It's surprisingly versatile.
Okay. I'm starting to see the appeal here. But let's say I'm ready to give this a try. How easy is it to actually install and use Dolly Bar? I'm not exactly a tech wizard.
Well, the good news is that Dolly Bar offers a number of different installation methods to cater to different levels of technical expertise. You can choose the one that best fits your comfort level and technical environment.
Yeah, I saw that they have like pre-packaged versions, standard installation instructions, Docker images, even options for cloud hosting. It seems like they've really tried to cover all the bases. But if you were advising someone brand new to this, which installation method would you recommend?
For beginners, I definitely recommend starting with the prepackaged installers. They handle all the technical complexities for you, so you can have Dolly Bar up and running with just a few clicks.
So it's kind of like installing any other program on your computer.
Exactly. They even have installers for different operating systems like Windows, Debian, Ubuntu. You can pick the one that matches your computer.
That's good to know. It makes it much less intimidating for someone who's not a server admin or a coding whiz. But let's say you're a bit more tech savvy and comfortable working with things like the command line. Is that an option too?
Absolutely. The standard installation process is well documented and it gives you more control over the setup. And if you're familiar with Docker, which is a way to run applications in these little self-contained packages, they have a Dolly Bar image ready to go.
Docker. That sounds a bit more advanced. Would you recommend that for someone just starting out with Dolly Bar?
Maybe not right away. Docker is great if you need a more isolated environment for Dolly Bar, especially if you're already running other applications on the same server. But for most beginners, the prepackaged installers will be more than sufficient.
Got it. And for those who don't want to mess with installation or server maintenance at all, it sounds like cloud hosting is an option as well.
You got it. With cloud hosting, you basically subscribe to a service and they take care of everything for you. You just log in through your web browser and start using Dolly Bar. No need to worry about servers, updates, or any of the technical stuff.
That sounds pretty appealing, especially for smaller businesses that might not have dedicated IT staff.
Exactly. It lets them focus on their core business operations and leave the technical heavy lifting to the experts.
All right, so we've got Dolly Bar installed. We've had our coffee break. And now we're ready to dive in. What's the first thing a new user should do? Is there any kind of setup wizard or guidance to get started?
Yes. Thankfully, there's a handy setup wizard that walks you through the initial configuration. You'll input your company information, create user accounts, and choose which modules you want to activate. It's pretty straightforward and helps you personalize Dolly Bar for your specific business from the outset.
Okay, so no need to wade through a massive manual just to get started. That's a relief. But one of the things that caught my eye was how much Dolly Bar emphasizes customization. How does that actually work in practice? Can you really tailor it to fit different business needs?
Absolutely. There are multiple layers of customization. First, you can tweak the basic settings for each module, things like currency, tax rates, payment methods. You're essentially aligning Dolly Bar with how your business already operates.
So it's not forcing you into a one-size-fits-all mold. You can make sure it reflects the way you do business.
Right. And beyond that, you can create custom fields to store specific information about your customers, products, or projects. Let's say you run a catering business. You might create a custom field to track dietary restrictions for each customer.
That's a great example. You're not limited to the fields that Dolly Bar provides out of the box. You can really make it work for your specific industry and workflow.
Exactly. And for even deeper customization, there's the world of modules and extensions. Remember Dolastore, that marketplace we talked about earlier? It's like an app store for your business software.
Right, the App Store for Dolly Bar. That's where you can find all sorts of add-ons to enhance the core functionality. But are these modules created by the same core Dolly Bar developers? Or is it more like a community-driven thing?
It's a mix of both. You'll find modules developed by the Dolly Bar team, as well as contributions from the community. And the range of what you can do is incredible. You can find modules to integrate with specific accounting software, connect to different payment gateways, or add industry-specific features.
You're not just stuck with what comes out of the box.
Yeah.
You can keep adding and expanding Delibar's functionality as your business grows and your needs evolve.
Precisely. It really makes Dolly Bar a long-term solution that can adapt to change. And if you can't find a pre-built module that does exactly what you need, there's always the option to create your own.
Okay, now you're talking my language. Building your own module sounds pretty powerful, but I imagine that requires some serious coding skills. Is that something an average user could tackle?
Honestly, developing custom modules is more for developers who are familiar with PHP, which is the programming language Dolly Bar is built on and the Dolly Bar API. It's not something I'd recommend for beginners, but the fact that it's an option speaks to the flexibility and openness of the platform.
I see. So it's there for those who need it, but it's not a prerequisite for using Dolly Bar effectively. That makes sense. Now, we've talked about installing, setting up, and customizing Dolly Bar, but What about keeping this thing running smoothly? How much work is involved in maintaining it?
Dolly Bar is designed to be relatively low maintenance. The software itself is known for being stable and reliable, and upgrades are generally easy to handle. In fact, they emphasize that you don't typically need commercial support to upgrade, even if you're coming from an older version.
That's a big plus, especially for smaller businesses that might be watching their budgets closely. But what if something does go wrong? Who do you turn to for help?
Well, the Dolly Bar community is your first line of defense. Remember, this is a global network of users and developers who are constantly sharing knowledge and helping each other out. You can find forums, documentation, and even video tutorials online.
So you're not left to fend for yourself if you run into a snag. You got this whole community backing you up.
Exactly. And if you do need more hands-on assistance, there are also commercial support options available. You can find companies that specialize in Dolly Bar implementation, training, and support.
So you've got options. You can tap into the community, or you can go the paid support route if you need a bit more hand-holding.
Right. It's nice to have that flexibility.
I agree. And I think it's important to highlight this aspect because sometimes people hear open source and they automatically think complicated or unsupported. But with Dolly Bar, that's clearly not the case.
Definitely not. The open source nature of Dolly Bar is actually one of its strengths. It means the software is constantly being scrutinized and improved by a global community of developers.
So in a way, it's like having a built-in quality control team that's constantly working to make the software better.
That's a great way to put it, and it's one of the key benefits of the open source model.
Now I want to shift gears a bit and talk about the bigger picture. Dolly Bar is clearly a powerful and versatile tool. But what does it represent in the larger context of the business software landscape? What trends are we seeing here?
Well, I think Dolly Bar is a prime example of the growing movement towards open source software, especially in the business world. More and more companies are realizing that they don't need to be locked into expensive proprietary solutions to manage their operations effectively.
And why is that? What's driving this shift towards open source?
There are several factors at play. First, as we've discussed, open source software is often more cost-effective than proprietary alternatives. That's a huge consideration for startups, small businesses, or even larger organizations that are looking to reduce their IT spending.
Right. Especially in today's economy, every dollar counts.
Exactly. Second, open source software tends to be more flexible and customizable. You're not bound by the limitations of a single vendor's vision. You can adapt the software to fit your specific needs and workflows, which is a huge advantage in a rapidly changing business environment.
So it's not a case of one size fits all. You can really tailor it to make it your own.
Precisely. And third, open source software is often more secure and reliable. This might seem counterintuitive, but because the code is open and accessible to anyone, it's constantly being reviewed and improved by a global community of developers.
So it's like having thousands of eyes looking for potential vulnerabilities and working to fix them.
That's a great analogy. And this transparency and collaborative approach leads to a more robust and secure software ecosystem overall.
It's fascinating how the open source model, which is based on sharing and collaboration, can actually lead to higher quality software in many cases.
Absolutely. It's a testament to the power of collective intelligence and the idea that we can achieve more when we work together.
I love that idea. It's not just about the software itself. It's about a different way of thinking,
a different
way of working.
Exactly. And Dolly Bar is a fantastic example of what can be accomplished when we embrace this open and collaborative approach.
So for our listener who's maybe hearing about Dolly Bar for the first time, what would be your key takeaway message? What's the one thing they should remember about this software?
I think the main takeaway is that Dolly Bar is a powerful and versatile tool that shouldn't be overlooked just because it's free and open source. It really challenges that idea that you need to spend a fortune on software to run your business efficiently.
Yeah, it's kind of like that saying, you get what you pay for. But in this case, you're getting a lot, even though you're not paying anything.
Exactly. And I think Dolly Bar is a great example of how the open source model is disrupting the traditional software industry. It puts the power back in the hands of businesses, giving them more choice, more control, and more flexibility.
Yeah, it's almost like a democratization of business software, making these powerful tools accessible to everyone, not just those with deep pockets.
That's a great way to put it. And I think it's a trend that we're going to see continue in the years to come.
Now, before we wrap things up, I have one more question for you. We've talked about all the amazing things Dolly Bar can do, but are there any situations where it might not be the best fit for a business? Any potential downsides or limitations that people should be aware of?
That's a great question. And it's important to be realistic about any software solution. While Dolly Bar is incredibly versatile, it's not a magic bullet. There are a couple things to consider. First, if your business has very unique or complex requirements that can't be met with the existing modules and extensions, you might need to invest in custom development, which can be costly.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. There might be cases where you need to go beyond the core functionality and get your hands dirty with some coding.
Right. And second, while the Dolly Bar community is a fantastic resource, relying on volunteer support might not be suitable for businesses that require immediate or mission-critical assistance.
So if you need guaranteed 24/7 support with a dedicated team,
right,
you might want to consider a paid support option or look at proprietary software that offers that level of service.
Exactly. It's all about weighing the pros and cons and choosing the solution that aligns best with your business needs and priorities.
Well said. I think that's a perfect note to end on. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into Dolly Bar, from its basic features and functionality to its open source nature and the larger trends it represents.
It's been a fascinating conversation, and I hope our listener has gained a better understanding of what Dolly Bar is and how it can potentially benefit their business.
I agree. And a huge thank you to our expert for sharing their insights and expertise with us today.
It was my pleasure.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you found it informative and engaging. And before we sign off, a quick reminder that this episode was brought to you by SafeServer. If you're considering using Dolly Bar and need a reliable hosting solution or expert guidance on your digital transformation journey, visit them at www.tipserver.day.
They're a fantastic resource for businesses of all sizes.
Absolutely. That's all for today's deep dive. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.